I will wake up an hour early before I have to wake my son up. So I give myself that 1 hour for myself. And that's not me being on a phone. That's not me going on TV. That's literally me sitting there. Maybe sometimes I'm writing. I'm always writing something. And I'm figuring out, what's my to-do list? What am I supposed to do? And sometimes I just write. So I give myself that time, that peace of mind, because I know when the day do get started, it always starts when my son gets started. It's not when my day starts. My son, you know, right? I know I got to get him ready, get him going, you know, at the house and school and they're working, everything. So I got to make sure I take care of me first. So I am in a mental state where I can take care of him. Before we become we, I got to become me.
Our mental health community is getting stronger by one today with another episode here on A Mental Health Break. Vincent A. Lancey here. Thank you for stopping by and taking a deep breath with us today. I met today's guest by no surprise networking. I noticed someone really supporting the content, looked into the profile, and learned quickly that he's very open about sharing his mental health story, making a difference each day. He had a mutual connection on there with my man Renix. So shout to Renix. Had to bring him on the show. Lamar, thank you very much for stopping by A Mental Health Break.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm excited. Man, I appreciate to dive it.
That's
into
definitely
you.
That's definitely a strong topic. Yep.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. I appreciate you taking the time. Everyone out there, if this is your first time with us, this is the podcast that normalizes the conversation around mental health. Each week since January 2020, I brought on a mental health advocate or professional to really let you know that you are not alone. No matter what you are going through, your story is bigger than you. I challenge you to share your story, just like Lamar is today. But before we get going, I want to let you know that our show partner, Tampa Counseling and Wellness, is here to help. If you feel like you need someone to talk to, they've just added a lot of new offerings there. Head to TampaCW.com if you need to talk to someone today. Lamar, I always love to open up to my guests. Share your mental health journey from wherever you feel comfortable starting.
You know, it started with accepting that, you know, life is going to throw you some challenges. Life is going, it's really going, whatever you want out of your life, whatever you want for your family, whatever you want for your finances, whatever you align yourself with, like, life is going to challenge you. You know, I grew up in New York. I grew up in the projects, you know, father overdosed, you know. So my mom has 7 kids. And that's one paycheck feeding 8 people. And the more I wanted to leave the projects, I wanted to have a better life, have a better education, because everything around me, Vince, everything around me was basically, this is what life is like. And I knew there was always something. There had to be something more. It wasn't just these 28 buildings. There got to be something more. I just didn't know how. I didn't know what. And the more I try to figure it out, life pushing me back, pulling me back. You got to date that type of person that lives in that type of neighborhood. You got to go to that type of school. You gotta buy these type of things and for your household, for clothes. They painted the picture. And I tell you, the more I mentally started to grow is when I started saying, okay, it's great for me to think it, but now I gotta apply it. So I realized where it's okay for me to step out this projects, this thing they call project. It's a project. It's okay for me to say, I want a house and go get a house. Go get the information. Information changes situations. I went and got the information.
Yep.
It's okay for me to go get the education and not feel like, oh, you're a sellout. No, I want to better myself. My brothers, growing up, I see them go in and out of jail, in and out of jail. I got locked up two times for something I didn't do. One, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Second one, being at home. So again, I could have quit, Vince. I could have thrown the towel a long time ago. I could have just said, you know what? I'm gonna sell drugs. I'm gonna stay in this project. I'm gonna keep my mind exactly where they want it to be. And I truly remember just saying, it don't have to be like this. I don't have to live this life. And as I pushed and fought and fought, things is coming up. Find out I didn't have a relationship with my father. Find out when it's time for me to actually have a relationship with him. That was when he's in the hospital bed. They say he overdosed on drugs. So to me, it's like, okay, now I'm dealing with that. Then my little brother passing away, dealing with that. Again, every time I'm trying to move forward, and this is why you got to keep fighting, and I'm fighting. And I want to throw in a towel. I want to throw, but there's some things that say, don't release the towel. Don't release the towel because it's not over. These are your testimonies because somewhere down the line, I'm going to have you share these stories with the world. So don't throw in the towel. I can't let you throw in the towel. So when you think that, you know what, I'm just going to go back to where I know, it's easy. It's easy for me to drop out of high school when I only needed 4 credits. It's easy for me to go get, you know? And God said, son, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel because, again, I have something for you. So you're going to go get your GED, and it's not going to stop there. You're going to go get your associates in paralegal. But we're not going to stop there. We're going to go get our bachelor's in business management. But we're not going to stop there. Now we're going to take these testimonies that you've been through and that the testimonies you still go through, and you're going to actually share these because now that I saved you to the point where I want you to share this, now I need you to pass that to the next person. Because problems don't stop because you hit a certain age. You know, you get to 90, your problems.
They just stack up.
Exactly. You know, and I tell you every day I deal with the fact of depression, the fact of anxiety, the fact of you know, my trauma. But then also I deal with the I made it out of it. I'm able to tell that story. I got into two car accidents, but I'm able to tell that story. You know, the last car accident I got into was the same day I found out I was losing my job. And they said, hey, listen, I know it's a bad time right now. We're letting y'all go home early. Got out the parking lot, boom. I could have stopped as much as I wanted to stop. I feel like we have 100% of ourselves. And I believe that there's 1 to 2% that's always cooked. Don't do that. Don't quit. Don't say that. Don't react like that, right? And it's up to us to take that 1 or 2% and allow that to be bigger than the 98 or the 99. You know, and that's where I got to where I'm at right now with my understanding of this is just my story God want me to share with everybody. I don't hold nothing back, Vince. You know, I tell it what it is. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed.
Oh, no.
I, you know, and so to me, I want exactly what God has for me, yeah, because I went through it. There's people right now going through it, but I'm to say, yo, if he could get through it, wait, my man dropped out of high school and he only needed 4 credits. Oh, I got this. Let me go knock out this class. You know, And that's what, you know, that's exactly where I'm at now, is that I'm pushing students, I'm pushing parents, I'm pushing teachers not to throw in the towel, not to give up. Not, oh, he not listen. He no, he's off the wall. No. Get, I'm telling you, don't throw in the towel. Do not throw in the towel.
I love your story, true story of resilience, never giving up. So thank you for having the courage to not only just share parts of your story, but your whole story, because you said it perfectly there. You sharing that story about getting in the car accident in that moment, losing your job. Someone else out there has had that terrible situation happen to them, and they can find comfort in your story, in your conversation today. We'll revisit it at the end again. Excuse me, Lamar, but where can we find you online? Where can we find you to say hello?
I got lucky. I'm on every platform. I am Lamar Wilson. There's no underscore.
Wow.
There's no number. I got lucky. I got lucky. But yeah, even on the email, booklamarwilson@gmail.com. That's everywhere. I'm everywhere on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I'm everywhere out there.
Thank you for sharing that. Now I want to dive into something that I always ask my guests so we can help our audience out there today. What works for some will never work for everyone. So I want to hear from you, Lamar. What are some things you do to take care of your mental health each day?
One, first thing I do is pray. That's the first thing I do is pray. I make sure I thank God for my health, sight, vision, touch, feel, because there's people in the world that don't get the
Sure.
opportunity to do it. Right? That's the first thing. Second thing is I give myself time. So I will wake up an hour early before I have to wake my son up. So I give myself that 1 hour for myself. And that's not me being on a phone. That's not me going on TV. That's literally me sitting there. Maybe sometimes I'm writing. I'm always writing something. And I'm figuring out what's my to-do list. What am I supposed to do? And sometimes I just write. So I give myself that time, that peace of mind, because I know when a day do get started. It always starts when my son gets started. It's not when my day starts. My son, right? I know I got to get him ready, get him going, you know, at the house and school and they're working, everything. So I got to make sure I take care of me first. So I am in a mental state where I can take care of him. Before we become we, I got to become me. And so I make sure I'm with myself. And then I'm honestly, Vince, I stopped listening to, and I know people may hate me on this. I don't listen to rap no more. I don't listen to rap no more. I listen to jazz music because I find it's feeding my soul, a peace of mind. I felt where the music, and I'm not against anybody that listen to music and stuff. I mean, I'm a hip hop head, but I find peace in jazz music. I find peace in watching movies that honestly is going to pour into my soul, what's the lesson? Like I find, and then I take walks. I take Sunday walks, 1 hour to myself.
A ton of
And
good
then
lessons in what you just shared, man. Listening to your body, we go through these changes in life where, okay, it's okay that I'm not listening to this music anymore. Acknowledge you're there. Step into the present. You're such a great example of that. I could see how if you're not in the right mental health space, certain lyrics can trigger and act certain actions, and that mental health spiral that if you're listening to this show, you probably know something about as well. It's not easy out here, but you also touched on walks. I always shout out Dr. Bosio. Went to high school together, college together, but he was one of my first episodes. And I asked him probably this question. I'm not sure how it came up, but he said, Vin, when you take your walks, don't have your phone on ring or don't even bring it at all. Take in the natural air, the sunlight. Of course, sunlight, vitamin D, mood booster. But I started doing that. I'm on the computer all day as a writer that you talked about. You're always writing. It's therapeutic for me too. I take my breaks. I walk outside. I'll put even like a 15-minute timer. I won't bring it at all. Just walk, take it in, take my eyes off this darn screen because it can get overwhelming, which can trigger mental health. You would agree with that?
Yes, exactly. And I take the walk and I just have conversations with God. Sometimes I bring stuff that I'm not ready. I'm not ready to bring it to I'm not ready to bring it to the flesh. I can't. I'm maybe at that time I'm not mature enough to bring it to my wife. Maybe I'm not mature enough to bring it to my kids or my job. So I take the walk, and then it calms me down, Vince. That calms me down to a T. And so walks are important. So if you out here right now and you're trying to figure out how do you deal with some mental, I'm telling you, just take a walk. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, hour, or just walk around. Just walk around the block one time. I promise you, you're going to be in a better space.
It sounds simple, and a lot of these things sound cliche, but eating healthy, exercise, all these things. And again, everyone, you don't have to be like me in the gym at 3 o'clock in the morning. Exercise can look as simple as taking a walk. I do both because just exercise is something I like. I know, and I've heard feedback from people from this show where they said, well, Vince, you like the gym, so it's easy for you to go. But you don't always like the gym. It's something you acquire. There's different types of exercise for everyone. I have a titanium rod in my leg, so the deadlifting is not my thing. I'm also not training for anything, so that's not my style. But I have what works for me. I have what doesn't work for me. Everyone out there, we live in this information age, right? Go on YouTube University. Go online. Type some stuff in. Get comfortable. If you have any injury limitations, that's okay. Type that in online. There's professionals out there, experts out there. I'm not one of them, but I am an advocate for exercise, taking walks. Thank you for sharing that. We've learned a lot, but I'd love to let our listeners get to know you a little more, Lamar. What are some things you're working on? What's next for you?
Yeah, so right now, I'm getting ready to release my first children's book. It's called Oliver's right. First Day. That book is really, it's really based around my four-year-old son. He didn't go to daycare. So the first 4 years, he was with my wife. And when he finally was ready to go to school, it was the most scariest moment for him. And so that gave me the motivation to say, all right, stop talking about a book. Stop talking about a book. Now you got a reason to write the book.
Love that.
And so Oliver is about stepping into your fear when you don't want to. It's about also people putting fear into you, and now you're even more scared to step into your fear. So now Oliver takes you on this adventure to conquer your fear and understand some fear is literally what we bring inside ourselves. We like, oh, I'm gonna go to Disney, or I'm gonna go to Universal Studios because I want to go. But then when it comes to the ride, whoa, Vince, whoa, I ain't getting on that ride. You don't really gave yourself the fear. You haven't realized, and I get it. I don't like rides, but being there, it gives me the, okay, it's not as bad because that person just got off and he didn't die. Okay, so I can live, So so Oliver is that guy. Another thing is I just finished my six-week course on understanding more of what am I doing as an educational leader, a mental health advocate. So I'm in schools and I'm helping kids deal with their mental health, deal with their conflicts internally, externally, and I'm sharing my stories with them. I'm telling them, look, this is where you go. And then I'm giving them the leadership they need of events. That's cool. You know, we did this, but where do I go after you leave? Okay, so here's the plan. I need you to, what's three goals? And then out those three, which one is more important? Oh, that one? Great. How much are you willing to put into it? So now I'm working with the schools and the staff, the parents. We gotta be on the same page.
As everyone knows listening in, my start was in school speaking. I tried to make it a career relentless, but then COVID came. A lot of obstacles in the way, but I didn't give up. I still do some, but I really commend how you do that. I found even as one of my side hustle supplements for like 8 years now as a sub, I go in there a few times a month. And it's just sad that not because it's not my presentations or assemblies or books, but there's no extracurricular things going on. Like I couldn't tell you much of them besides like the Columbine assemblies I still remember, of course, because I was fresh. But we had little things going on all the time. Speakers, this, that, the other thing. It's cut and dry now. These kids, they need mental health boosts more than ever. So thank you for that. We've touched on a lot today, man. We touched on what you're up to now, your mental health story. Again, thank you for the courage to share all the parts of that and everything you have going on now. One more time with how people can get in touch with you in case something resonated with them today.
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, any social media outlet. I am Lamar Wilson. If you want to email, you want to just talk, book lamarwilson@gmail.com.
Thank you for sharing that, everyone. Thank you for
No,
joining
I
us.
wanted to just tell you, thank you. Thank you for having me, Vince. I'm a huge fan. You motivate me. So I want to let everybody know you motivate me
Thank
to keep doing this. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't want to get off this platform without giving you your flowers. If no one gave you your flowers so far this year, I'm giving you your flowers. Thank you.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And now that this show has grown, it gives me the opportunity to continue to connect with great advocates like you. It's good inspiration right there. I hope for everyone out there, whatever you're doing, don't do a one and done because you never know where it's going to end up, who it's going to introduce you to. Congratulations on the upcoming book. After the episode, you'll have to get me your mailing address. I'll send you my book for toddlers and that age group. I've got a book about going to school as well. But everyone out there, be sure to check us out online, a Mental Health Break podcast on Instagram, a Mental Health Break everywhere else. And I am at Vincent A. Lancey. Be sure to head to YouTube at Vincent A. Lancey to see the podcast channel from today with some clips from today's show about a month after its release. And with that, we are signing off today. Thank you very much again for taking the time to join, Lamar.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
everyone out there, thanks again for tuning in to another show. Don't be too hard on yourself. And remember, take a deep breath next week again on a mental health break.